Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, everybody. It's Vince in the Bay. It's Wednesday, June 8th, 2011. Also known as Kishu's birthday. Happy birthday, Kishu. Kishu is 18 years old today, everybody. And she's a big girl now, so she can sit at the she doesn't have to sit at the kids' table anymore. Happy birthday, Kishu! In the building, we just got in from a night out, wandering around the streets of San Francisco, which is pretty much what we've been doing for the last 5 days. And this is it. It's the Kishu birthday celebration / Wednesday edition. Today, I'm really psyched on the whole Wienergate phenomenon that's sweeping the nation. It seems like every day there's a new chapter written in this saga. And today, I'm going to spotlight the new development of Congressman Wiener's relationship with one Vegas woman whose last name is Weiss, something like that. Lisa Weiss. She's a Las Vegas, Nevada-based blackjack dealer. Like, where else? I guess you can only be as a blackjack dealer. Your options are pretty limited, I would imagine, but. So it came out that he was having this sexting relationship with this chick in Vegas. And one of these websites, it wasn't TMZ, it was something else. RadarOnline.com released a transcript of a rather juicy conversation between Representative Wiener and ongoing conversation going between Representative Wiener and Lisa Weiss on Facebook. And tonight I thought what we'd do to celebrate Wienergate and this amazing gift that keeps on giving, this Wienergate. Yes, Radar Online. I was thinking tonight I would encourage all my female callers to call in, and throughout the course of the show, we will perform excerpts from the transcript that RadarOnline.com released earlier today. And, not to mention that, speaking of Wiener's Wiener, the actual Wiener itself was revealed this morning. God, and, in this 24-hour news cycle, it's pretty insane how old and stale a story can become. Seriously, like 5 hours ago, I was all about the Wiener's Wiener, the real deal, the full Monty. That's right. This morning on the Opie and Anthony program, they had Andrew Breitbart on, and apparently Andrew Breitbart had a copy of the picture of Wiener's Wiener, the photo he was allegedly withholding. It was explicit. It was X-rated. He was not going to show it, but apparently he had it on his phone this morning and pulled it up on his phone and passed it around to the kids in the studio there at the Opie and Anthony program. And sure enough, one of those kids that got a turn with that phone pulled out his own phone and took a snapshot of it and tweeted that, and lo and behold, the rest is history. Wiener's Wiener is fully exposed to the masses now, and I'm actually wondering what the over-under is for... I want to start a pool here tonight. Tonight on the show, along with the dramatic readings we're going to do from the transcript, I would also like to take a poll of you, the listeners, and I'll set up a little spreadsheet, and you can give me a date. We're going to guess the date that Anthony Wiener is going to resign from his post as representative from New York's whatever 9th, 7th, whatever district, the 69th district of New York. That's right. So I'm predicting I don't think he's going to make it another week. There's just no way. In fact, I would guess, I think Alcoholic already chose Tuesday. I think Alcoholic, we talked about this earlier. Alcoholic was guessing Tuesday. And I think that's a pretty good guess. I'm going to say Friday. Not this Friday, next Friday. No, actually, it's got to be this Friday. If it's not this Friday, I don't know if it lingers another week. Because seriously, I think if it's going to happen, it's going to be this Friday. Yeah, that's what I'm going with. I'm going with this Friday. Alcoholic says it's going to be this coming up. It's going to be next Tuesday. And anybody else, if you have a wager, let me know. I'll look in the chat room and see who picks which day first. But I'll jot down all your predictions, and we'll see who's right. But there's just no way that guy stays in office. It's just ridiculous. I think Friday's his last day, because usually these people, they like to do stuff on Fridays because it's it's the end of the week and people are just kind of like looking forward to the week. He might even do it on a Saturday, but I'm thinking Friday. Anyway, we're going to do dramatic readings though tonight from the transcript of this Facebook conversation that Representative Wiener had with this blackjack dealer in Las Vegas. Let's take a look at the chat room. Oh, there's some folks in the chat room. Hey, shouts out to Alcoholic Annie Anonymous, Beach Bum 55, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Peppy Peterson, Red Medicine, Sister Mary Min blah blah, and Sabby McHugs. All right. And I do have a caller on the switchboard. Let's go to the phone lines. Caller from the 703, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Melissa. Hey.
Oh, Melissa, how you doing?
Now, do you know my real nickname?
Yes, you told me.
Smigs. Can you call me Smigs? Is that
you
easy
to call
for
you? Smigs?
Do you know where it comes from?
No, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me.
Now, I know you're going to laugh, and I just will tolerate it.
I have a feeling I'm not going to laugh.
My maiden name is Smigley. And so, no, not S-M-E-G-S. S-M-I-G-S. Smigs. Smigley. Smigs. That is a term of endearment, and I don't give that out to everyone. But I give it to you, Vince. You have to understand, I don't know if you listened to Debbie Daly tonight.
No, I didn't.
But I was
totally
on a firestorm. I was mad as hell, and I was not going to take it anymore.
What happened? What'd you do? What the hell happened?
It was some dumb fucking bitch that didn't know anything that she was talking about. And I got mad. Have you ever heard me really get mad?
I don't know. Have I?
No. I see red medicine here.
All right, you're starting to creep me out here, Melissa. Is there a point you're trying to get to here? What's the deal? Let's boil it down to the essence of what you're trying to get out here, please.
I had this son of a bitch woman. Now, right as I was holding on for Debbie Daly for a long time. Okay, my son comes down. 8 years old, comes down, says he can't sleep because it's like 115 degrees here. He says he can't sleep. It's too hot. He needs some ice water. I said, okay. So he sat here next to me. And then Debbie decides to bring me on the air. So I tell my son, you know, you need to go inside. This is adult conversation. You know, mommy does talk shows. You need to go inside. And so he went inside, and this woman was unbelievably ridiculous. So I went off on her. She was stupid. She was dumb. She was young. She had no idea what she was talking about. She has no idea about history. And I just went off on her. And so what does she do? Because she heard, as soon as I took the call from Debbie Daly, that my 8-year-old son had come down. But she did not hear that I sent my son back into the house. And so she just went off on me, on what a bad mother I was, and about how bad I treated my children, and I lost it. I lost it. You and I have had private conversations about how well I treat my children and how I want them to see the world and know the world, and they have absolute trust in me. And I would not subject them to that. And so I went off. So Debbie said, oh, why don't you just take a break?
That's a great idea. Take a break, Melissa. Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Shouts out to everybody in the chat room hanging out. We're celebrating Wienergate. Yet another chapter in the Wienergate saga has unfolded today. We actually got to see the Wiener itself today, thanks to Breitbart flashing it on his BlackBerry on the Opie and Anthony program this morning. That was pretty badass. Anyway, what we're going to do throughout the night, and I guess we'll kick it off here with Melissa, since Melissa's the first female caller. Melissa, are you down to do this, a dramatic reading of these wiener sexting exchanges on Facebook?
Well, here's my question. Did I miss something? I saw the wiener so tight in the gray underwear that there was nothing left to the imagination. Are you saying there is
a new picture out of
a wiener in its flesh? Is that out there now?
Yes, yes. This morning on Opie and Anthony.
Oh, give me a link.
Go to you follow Ghost on Twitter? That's how I found it. Ghost tweeted it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't even need any more than that. I mean, what's done is done. He's not going to be able to run for mayor of New York. It's going to be in question where he can hold his House seat. Now, do you know the rumor, I'll just say the rumor, about Representative Wiener's wife? And we know that Representative Wiener's wife is the highest aide to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Do you know why she is?
No, why? Please, indulge me. I know you know, but I don't. Please, say, what is it?
I will not say it. I will just repeat what's been out there for many years, long before she married Wiener last year, which is, let's just say it was Hillary's closest.
Hillary's girlfriend.
Yeah. You said it, I didn't.
So Anthony Wiener has a marriage of convenience with Hillary's girlfriend.
Yes. And
just like Hillary, because this is not anything that's lost on anybody. For like, it's obvious, and it's been obvious from the beginning, that a lot of these power couples, Bill Clinton and Hillary being a great example, they have marriages of
convenience. They make a marriage of convenience for each other.
Just like Tom Cruise and what's her name?
Katie Holmes. It's actually not a bad idea. If you know how bad marriages can be, but if you have a marriage of understanding, why not? Are you with me?
Totally.
But why not?
The American public is not ready for that, though, right? The American public can't.
You know
what? They can't digest that. So
you and I are close in age. I think the newer generation can handle it. I think they
can't. Not the voters, though. The voters are not the new age. The voters are the old school. The voters don't understand that.
How many of the, let's just say the older people, they've gone through their first, second, third divorce.
Boomers.
Because
the
they felt that they
the
were,
boomers.
They were, you know, it was just, how could they do that to me? And then they kind of come to the realization is, why can't we all live together? Why can't we all create a family? I disagree with you a little bit, Vince. I think the country is ready for it. What's your retort?
Okay, I think I expressed I think the country, of course, is ready for it. The voters are not, though.
No, that's not what you
and
said
Anthony
before.
Wiener
so
is,
why do you
Anthony
think
Wiener
that they are now ready
about,
for it?
Anthony Wiener is not worried about whether you and I are ready for it. He's worried about whether his constituents that voted him in are ready for it. That's all he's worried about. That's it. The donors, the people that donate to his campaign, that's who he's worried about offending. That's all that matters.
Here's my take on Wiener. He's in a very safe Democratic congressional district. I think he'll stay in that congressional district. I think he'll win that congressional district.
But he will never
have higher aspirations for higher office, meaning he wanted to be mayor of New York. I think that ended.
Oh, yeah. It's over. Sayonara.
Yeah. And the only reason why, Vince, is because he lied. I blogged about this the day that this broke. I wrote in my blog, if he came clean and said what he said 7 days later, he actually could have run for the mayor of New York and won. It's the whole idea of hiding behind shame, hiding behind, a lot of people have arranged marriages, a lot of people, and that's their personal issue. But the last thing that you want to do is lie about it. The thing is so many people have arranged marriages today for a variety.
Yeah, I agree. There's tons of them. They're everywhere, and it's obvious. Look at the Gores, Al and Tipper. They broke up when it was no longer politically necessary to be together. They break up. That's what's going to happen when Hillary eventually steps down from Secretary of State. I wouldn't be surprised if you saw her and Bill splitting up, because neither of them have any sort of political aspirations left. You know, what the hell? There's no reason to stay together. So whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, taking your calls, 347-826-7667. We now have the One Angry Jew with us. What's up, Jew?
They are never going to stop having political aspirations. They will either be getting themselves into some UN something or other or whatever it is, but they're always going to be doing something political till they die. Never going to stop. Clinton could be 80 years old and they're still going to be involved heavily. You'll see.
Oh, well, exactly, but he's not going to be an office holder. Just like Al Gore is still heavily involved. And he's not going to hold an office. But that's what I'm saying, is I didn't say they weren't going to still be active politically. I just meant that they don't need to worry about getting elected again. All right? They can just chill out behind the scenes, you know, work their foundations, collect money for their foundations and speaking engagements and sit on their boards and, you know, go around and sit in meetings and sign off on shit, and, you know, they don't have to worry about doing a campaign anymore and kissing the butt of the lowest common denominator. Sure, Al Gore's still out there, you know, rubbing elbows with the political elite, of course. But he's not running for any office in the future, so he doesn't know, he can get rid of that dead weight Tipper. I mean, I would. I don't blame the asshole. All right, Goofy, you're on. What's up? Goofy Bone, hello, is that Goofy? Or it says Goofy Bones. Maybe it's, I don't know. Goofy, is that you? All right, Goofy, you got to figure out your technology there, bro. Yeah, so I don't know. The Jew bailed there. Calliewood in the building. How you doing, Calliewood? We got a nice cozy little chat room going on. Shouts out to Alcoholic Annie Anonymous, Beach Bum 55, Calliewood, Dixon DeVet, Frank from West Virginia, Goofy Bone, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, One Angry Jew, Peppy Peterson, Red Medicine and Stabby McHugs. And, yes, Frank from West Virginia, you just missed your friend One Eye. He was on earlier, but I think he smelt you in the building, and he went running. But I'm still here. I got Melissa Hopkins, I think. Melissa, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, Melissa's still here.
The only thing I was going to add, I'm sorry I cut you off. I know you're the host. But the arranged marriages are private between people. But when you run for public office, just tell the truth. I do think that the people can handle it. I do. You may get a few bad things in the chat room, but the majority of the people will say, I can understand that. I can understand that.
Well, I don't understand. What are the people saying in the chat room?
Oh, they get mean. You know, they get mean in the chat rooms.
No, I don't know. I, you know, every time I go in there, everybody seems to be having a good time.
Everybody but you, or everybody but me, apparently. You know, I am the only conservative, I think, that
what do you,
comes
what do you
onto
mean,
your
what
show.
Does that mean to be
am
a,
I right?
Are you really a conservative, though? Really?
I'm conservative in the true sense of the word.
And what does that mean? I don't think, to me, you don't seem like you don't seem like a social conservative to me.
Well, I am, but I just don't judge other people. I just don't think it's the right thing to do. I think everybody comes into their place as an adult in their own way, and I respect that. Now, I've come through my own journey, and I'm comfortable with that. But the last thing I want to do is judge someone else. Does that make
okay,
sense?
Fair enough, fair enough, fair enough. We got Goofy Bone back. Let's bring him on. What's up, Goofy Bone? Goofy Bone, are you there? Unmute yourself, bro. All right. Goofy Bone is having some problems with his technology, and we'll try him again. It's all good. All right, so what I want to do is take a little break. It's been fabulous so far, hanging out with Melissa Hopkins, getting some insight into some of these Washington, D.C. power couples and how a lot of these marriages are just marriages of convenience. And we're seeing that here with Wienergate. And it's just sort of a fact of life, quite frankly. And we are, I think, becoming more and more desensitized as a whole, as a group of consumers of mass media. I think we're becoming more and more desensitized to this sort of stuff. And this whole Wienergate, you know, other than the fact that it was a great, it was a gift from the pun gods. It was just the fact that this guy lied, and I think that's what everybody gets out of this whole thing is the fact that this guy just fucking lied, and Wiener is just a big weasel. This is the guy. You know what's crazy is this is the guy. Anthony Wiener is the guy that was when we were having the whole Obamacare debate. This dude, Anthony Wiener, was wanting Medicare for all. Like, he wanted single payer. He wanted like you think we have a debt now. You think we have entitlements that are bankrupting us now. Imagine what it would be like in Anthony Weiner's world, all right, where everybody's jerking off on their Blackberries and getting free medical care and footing the bill, and we're all the taxpayers are footing the bill for it. Insanity, dude. This guy is a piece of garbage, and he should resign. And I'm saying, I think he's going to resign by Friday. What do you think? Give me a call, 347-826-7667. You know, go back to the lines and try Goofy again. Goofy, what's up?
Hey, does this work?
Yeah, it works now, dude. What's up, man?
No, because every time, like, I was waiting for you, Skype would say, you're being a little too quiet, and it would automatically mute me, and I couldn't unmute it.
Jesus Christ, dude. You must have, like, the new version of Skype. I have an old version of Skype, and I've heard horror stories. And I'm really glad I haven't upgraded. So, yeah, you got to go in your preferences and mess with that.
Okay. That's what's up. Where's Kishu at? Where's her fine ass at? Tell her I said happy birthday.
Hey, Kishu.
She's here. I'm going to unmute you right now so you can say hi to Goofy, okay?
I love her.
She says hi.
You unmute it here. Kishu's going to come on for a second. It's her birthday today. Go ahead, Kishu. You're on.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Hello. We're having some technical difficulties here, Goofy Bun. Please stand by. The lovely Kishu was having a little nap. She's done more walking in the last 5 days than I think she's done in the last 5 years. So, Jesus Christ, what are you drinking, bro? What are you doing? Or did you just snort a line?
Nah, I'm just drinking some Gentleman's Jack. I'm just drinking some Gentleman's Jack and some Shasta Cola. Kishu, happy birthday, beautiful.
Thank you, love. Thank you. Oh, it's been a blast. My feet are very sore. My legs are sore.
Welcome to California.
Oh, God, it's so much walking. But it's beautiful, and I love it, and I had a good time. Vince is ridiculous. Good times. Thanks, everybody. Birthday wishes. No, I didn't have to. Since it's like his non-stop, like it never ends, just like smokes so much pot. I don't know how he does it to survive.
Because Vince is a soldier in the war on drugs.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. I have so much awesome video. I can't wait till I get early. When I get home, I'm going to have so much video for everybody. So when we've had a really amazing time. Did some good stuff. The YouTube baby.
I just want to let you know you're beautiful.
Thank you. You should have came down to the city.
Well, you know, it's always good to get not invited, but hey, that's Vincent the Bass.
We told you to come, okay? I told you to come.
Hey, so I'm not gonna complain. You know, there's always other times. Or I could be the rich
here in like 2 months.
Or I could be the rich Goofy Bone and go see you.
Hell yeah, baby bone.
Nah, we need Vince to monitor us.
No. Kishu flies solo, baby.
You always need
I
a wing. Hey, so how was the anonymous
rally? Worldwide, baby buns.
How was the anonymous rally?
Oh, so much win. It was so fun. Oh, got my dance on and yelled at cars, and it was good times.
You guys should have had a little booth and put LOLSEC, the LOLS boat. Sign up.
Oh, the cops came. I got it all on video and stuff. It's good. I'm going to post all the videos soon. Dance in the streets. I'm so tired. Oh, my God. I just got trolled. Vince took me on this fucking, 5 million mile fucking hike all around the city. Yeah, shooting up that snack, baby.
Shouts out to Vince in the Bay. Fuck.
Vince in the Bay. He smokes so much pot, it's insane.
A friend with weed is a friend indeed. You always should remember that. But I don't have no papers. I was looking for papers on my show. I couldn't find any. I ran out of fucking blunts.
That was so much amazing video footage of that. One time.
You should do a documentary of call it The Vince Files.
Vince Files.
I don't know. I'm just talking. But yeah, that I'm pretty sure you guys had a great time. You guys didn't need.
Yeah, we did, dude. It's been fucking awesome. And you know what? We got some callers on here. I think Victoria's here. Victoria, what's up?
How are you, baby?
Oh, I'm doing great. Good to hear you, honey. How you doing?
I'm doing good. It's nice to hear your voice. Happy birthday, Kishu.
She says thank you. She put herself back on mute, but she says thank you.
She put herself back on mute. So how did it go in San Francisco?
It's been going great. She's really, really tired. She basically woke up just to say hi to Goofy.
But, man, I'm sorry about that.
She's no, it's good. I wanted her to be on the fucking show. At least a little bit while she's here, but pretty much every day, every night, she's been so tired by the time I do my show that she just sleeps through it. Because I don't know if any of you have ever been to San Francisco, but if you live here, to live here is to walk here. It really is. That's all you do is you walk around and you take the bus. If you drive, you have like a little scooter or a moped or something like that.
Or a bicycle.
Or a bike, exactly. A lot of people bike. But whatever. So Kishu's been faced with the harsh reality of that life in San Francisco. I warned her before she came here. I warned her to bring a pair of sneakers of some sort of running shoes, something comfortable. Whatever, and she didn't heed that warning, and she's been toughing it out with her little designer flats or whatever, and so we've been walking around all over the place, and by the time we get home at the end of the night, she's just dead. She totally just passes out, and she's gone. She's like pretty much gone right now, and Yeah, but it's been good. I think I would encourage her to move here and be Kishu in the Bay. I think she's thinking about doing it.
But there you go.
But yeah, she's leaving tomorrow, so this is the last show with her on, and things will be back to normal tomorrow, thank God.
Oh, Kishu. I hope next time when she comes down, you guys will invite me to somewhere. I would have loved to have been the fat guy at the Anonymous rally.
Well, I'm going.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't think about hounding you about that. I thought that Kishu would have been on top of that, but apparently not. She was too busy, getting herself prepped to go out. It takes her literally like 4 or 5 hours just to get ready to go out somewhere. Sick.
I've been working long hours. You're killing me. I'm like killing me, seriously.
Yeah. Okay, somebody was calling in earlier from area code 502, and they apparently, they seemed like they were going nuts. They were putting their hand up and down, and then they dropped off.
Oh, 502, don't. Those are, this is a troll right there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to worry.
He'll be your friend. He'll be your friend and be like, hey, you have a great show, but then you're a fucking little faggot. That's what you are, motherfucker.
Is this not Big Burns?
Oh, okay.
That's what happened.
Big Burns is hiding. I haven't seen him in a while.
You're white. Maybe they'll go nice on you. They're Mexican. They always throw eggs and tomatoes at me.
That's crazy.
Yes, alcoholic in the chat room asks about Melissa, and Melissa has passed out. Apparently, she's dropped off the switchboard and the chat room. I think Melissa.
It was funny what Ghost said about her today.
Oh, what did he say? I didn't hear that. What did he say about Melissa?
Oh man, because he had his little five second graffiti show. Like you go on there and you just talk shit. She said something, he fucking hung up. I'll get that fucking bimbo off the line.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
nice.
Bitch.
Melissa called into the Ghost Show. That's great.
Yeah. I love the Ghost Show fans. They're wonderful.
Classic, I tell you, classic.
Hey, Goofy Bone, I keep saying somebody should do a show right after Ghost finishes, and I think it should be you, dude. I think you should do your show right at 5 p.m. when Ghost is over, and you would have the highest ratings, dude. After Ghost, all those kids would come over and listen to you for sure, man.
Vince, I'm the janitor. I'm not supposed to have good ratings. Come on, you are. You are.
I thought about it. I thought about doing it. I really don't want to.
I can't say that person's name, and how dare her even step her dirty claws up in the chat room today. But you fought against her in the galaxy of Blog Talk Radio. You're up there, Vince. Like I told you, you know, you got the greatest ratings in the world. I'm. That's where they place
me. You
know, like here, Mexican.
You know what, dude?
You sit there.
You know, you've got a really crappy. It might just be me, but it sounds like you're patriot gregging like a motherfucker. Am I wrong?
Fuck Skype. I hate Skype. I keep fucking.
You on some like shitty Wi-Fi connection? Is that what it is?
Fuck no! I got the best connection in the world, man. I paid like almost $100 for my stupid internet, man. What the fuck you talking about? Shit. That's the only thing I'll ever have. That I'll pay fucking top dollar for is the internet. You gotta have the fast connection. Die.
What a silly Negro.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me play something else. It sounded like you're a Patriot Gregan.
Patriot Greg.
Yeah. So Victoria, darling.
Yes, darling.
What have you been paying attention to this Anthony Weiner nonsense? Hello?
No. I'm totally lost about Anthony Weiner. Who the hell is he?
Okay, Anthony Weiner is a congressman from New York City. He represents a district in Brooklyn. He's a younger gentleman as far as congressman goes. He's in his 40s. He's recently got married, and it turns out that last week he inadvertently sent a tweet with a picture of his member, his wiener, Anthony Weiner's wiener.
Oh, okay.
The congressman's wiener.
Oh,
yeah, you heard about this thing. Okay, yeah. So he tweeted this out. He lied about it. Then, you know, got caught, and then admitted that he lied, and blah blah blah. So more and more shit keeps coming out. Turns out that there was like more women that he was, you know, sending photos out with. A photo turns up of his wiener completely exposed. The original one was just of, you know, him with his a pair of boxers on. Boxer briefs, like some gray boxer briefs, and just showing like a bulge. But another one surfaced today of the full thing, the full Monty. And now all these other, it turns out like for years now he's been having sexting going on with various women on the internet. And RadarOnline.com uncovered a an ongoing chat that happened between Congressman Wiener and Lisa White Weiss. She's a young woman in her, well, she's in her 40s. She's like 40 years old, and she's based in Las Vegas. I guess she's she works in a casino down there. She's all right, not bad. Gesundheit. Did you just sneeze or something? Are you okay? Need a tissue?
Thank you.
Tissue? Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, so if you look in, I don't know if you're looking at my my chat. Or are you on the computer by any chance?
I get Twitter on my phone and on my iPad.
Mm-hmm. Okay, on your phone, can you open up like documents?
No, I'd have to download the thing. Right.
You know what? Fuck it. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. Just since you're on the line, I ideally I wish you could see this transcript so we could reenact it together on the line. Do like a dramatic reading of these chat sessions that he had with this chick. Because these are pretty explicit. They're pretty explicit. He's a freaky guy.
What is the info?
If you look at the description of my show, if you're listening to the show, if you look at the description of my show, in the description of my show, there's a link where it says Wiener Weiss Facebook transcript. If you click on that link for transcript, you'll have a link to a PDF file that is the complete printout of the complete transcript of all cataloged of their entire conversations that they have via Facebook. I think it was Facebook chat. And it starts from August 13th. The first time they make contact on Facebook is August 13th, 2010. So August of last year. So almost a year ago. Wiener and Weiss hook up or link up on Facebook, and then progressively their interactions become more and more dirtier and dirtier and dirtier, and then it gets really naughty. So it's too bad you can't, maybe if I tweet it out right now, you can try clicking on the link on the tweet and see if you can open it that way, maybe. Okay. You can like read it on your phone. Yeah, you don't have a computer. What the hell's wrong with you, woman?
No, I don't. My computer is like I have dial up, so it'll take maybe years for the document to open.
Jesus, what is wrong with you?
The problem is I'm hardly
get,
ever
update
home.
Your
I'll
technology.
Like,
it's 2011, honey. Update the technology already. Come on.
I'm gonna have to do it.
I need, okay, you know what? Fine, you're useless to me. I need somebody, I need a female. At this point, fuck it, a male. It don't matter. Somebody that has access to a computer that can click on that link in the description of my show and call in. And we'll do a cold reading of it on the air together, all right?
Have to burn to it. He has a good computer.
This is not stealing Ghost's material. No, Ghost just read it himself. What I want to do is read it with a chick. I'll play Wiener, and let's have, like, say, Victoria play Lisa Weiss. And, dude, I can fucking get rocked this, dude.
Wow.
I'm not playing your... What's your stupid YouTube... Okay, Red Medicine sent me a YouTube. Why don't... The Boy George, the crying game? I'm not playing Boy George, no. All right.
I'll send you that.
Oh, and I like how Victoria shows up today. You know, I don't have any of your music queued up, but I do have a lot. Actually, you know what? I loaded up a ton of shit that you requested, and I just never played because you never showed up.
When I'm swamped with work, I come home and I pass out to sleep, and I've been trying to work on an issue I was having, remember? So we're trying to work on it because, you know, the thing is, that we can live together, but we can't live apart. You know what I mean? Full of weird relationships.
All right, you know what? Anybody within the sound of my voice, if you're listening and you have some slutty girlfriend or your sister or your mom or I don't know, whoever, you know, a chick that would want to, that has access to a computer right now, that can call in and we can read these Wiener Weiss transcripts, because Victoria is completely useless. She has no access to it. She's Cuban. So the Cubans, they don't even have internet yet.
No, I'm a hot mess. I'll tell
Annie,
you.
Annie, call in. Annie Anonymous, you should call in. You're a female. You're in the chat room. You got nothing better to do. You call in 347-826-7667. Click on that link in the description of the show. There's a link that says transcript. Open that in another window. It's a link to a PDF file. And let's just do this right from August 13th. Down, baby, and it gets pretty gnarly. I don't know. Yeah, it starts in March. It starts getting kind of kinky, actually. He kind of it looks like for a while he was just kind of ignoring her. Like, oh, I don't know. During the holidays, he wasn't really responding to her so much. But then right around March 3rd, suddenly the wiener decides to play. Yeah, Annie, call in, baby. Oh, Victoria hung up. I hope she wasn't offended. I didn't mean that she was worthless. I mean, come on. I was just kidding, honey. Wow, people are just sensitive. So sensitive. Gosh. She's mad? She got mad over that? Victoria, honey. All right, I think Goofy Bone's back. What's up, Goofy? Goofy Bone, unmute yourself on your end.
Sorry, Vince. Sorry, I'm over here doing Alan Levy's laundry here at Blog Talk Radio. So, sorry.
That's all good.
Hey, you know that Wienergate thing? You know what I think Wiener should resign, but he's trying to be ballsy and just be like, I'm just going to let this just pass on by and let's see how far I get. You know, that type of shit.
But yeah. No, not going to work.
Good luck. You see how fast they turned on him? You see Nancy Pelosi and her fucking fake face? She fucking, oh, I want to fucking double check this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? It's like, come on, people. These are your people. These are civilized people. This ain't no gangsters. This ain't no fucking, you know, mafia people. These are your type of people. And you see, they are just as fucked up as the normal fucking crowd in the world. You know what I mean? And yet they have the nerve to point their finger at us. Like, we're the bad people. Miss me with that shit.
Hey, shouts out to Donald Ogle in the building.
Donald Ogle?
Distant relative of Steve. Distant as in he's in hell.
Wow. Hey, Vince.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up with the SAC?
Are you talking about the SAC?
The SAC.
What about the SAC? I usually don't like to mention it on the show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Overtly, but fine. Since you brought it up, go ahead. What's your question about the SAC?
I was just what is it?
What is it? The Steve Ogles crew?
Oh, it really is. Oh, my God. I got one. Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, wow. Shout out to Steve Hoggle.
Yeah. Respect.
I'm proud of him. He's got his own crew.
Yeah.
I hope he gets his photo shooting shit together. Because when he does, I'll call him.
All right. Let's take a call, man. I got somebody here on the line. It looks like a Skype caller. Ian Thomas Ferrer, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is that's my old name. I'm Annie Anonymous. You asked me to call in.
Say that again?
You asked me to call in, Annie Anonymous. I did point out in the chat I'm a transsexual, so that's why I've got a male voice.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, oh, awesome. Oh, so this is Annie. All right, great. Are you getting some weird feedback party going on over there, bro? Get that tied down? What's going on over there?
Should be. I've got the headset in at the moment, so.
Right. Are you calling from Mars? What the hell? What planet are you beaming down from? It's just a weird, funky connection.
I'm calling from England.
All right, fair enough. Let's see. Do you want to participate and do some of these readings?
Hell, if you want me to, yeah, sure, why not?
All right.
So where am I starting?
You got Kishu excited. You know what? Maybe you should do these with Kishu, and I should just sit as...
Oh, I should do these with Keisha. Oh, get her to call in.
She's actually here. Kishu's
late. All right.
What? No. She's asleep. Right. She likes your voice.
Plus, she's excited.
She I'm sorry to get you all buttered up there, but she's kind of dozed off, but she heard your voice. She loves British accents.
Oh, God. You
know, yeah, so she's a sucker for anything British, and so you kind of got her nipples perked up, but she's hardly conscious at this point.
Oh, and, right, okay, right. I see.
So okay. Are you even keeping track of what this Wienergate? Do you even know what we're talking about?
To be honest, not really. I came in a position of alcoholic and red doctor.
Red medicine?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, dude. No, it's all good. They wanted you. I was looking for a female to call in. Ideally, a female.
I tried pointing that out in the chat that I have
States.
A male voice.
Yeah, ideally a female from the States, because we've got this whole sex scandal going on over here with one of our politicians.
Right.
This guy Anthony Weiner, which Weiner, of course, being a
I get what a Weiner is.
Yeah. So it's just kind of a gift from the pun gods that we've all been handed here, and we're just rejoicing in it. It's been a week's celebration now that we're going on, and every day it's just a new chapter that is a new page is turned. It's something. Like around every corner, there's something new unleashed. You know, it's like, what was it today? This morning, because it all started initially. This guy did a tweet inadvertently. He meant to do a direct message on Twitter. Instead, he just did a general tweet of his wiener. This is Congressman Weiner. Inadvertently tweets his wiener. Everybody has a laugh. He claims his account got hacked. And,
by the way, it looks like I've got the chat excited about traps.
About what?
The chat's excited about the trap.
Traps?
It's terminology for transsexuals.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can't keep up with the terminology. I'm glad you're here. So, So there's a big scandal. The guy says he didn't. It's not his wiener. Turns out it is his wiener. He finally admits it's his. He's got all this egg on his face. Everybody's going crazy with it. And then today, so he has a press conference yesterday, and before he's supposed to go set to go on this press conference, up in the cameras of like CNN, Fox News, all these things. This guy Andrew Breitbart, a right wing blogger, who was one of the first people to uncover the first initial tweet and publicize it on his websites, he just happens to just nonchalantly stroll into the ballroom where they're having this press conference, and get swarmed by reporters. They push him up on stage, start asking him, like, what the hell's going on? He becomes like the master of the ceremonies, and he's telling him he's got, oh, I've got more pictures, baby. I've got, you don't even know. You haven't seen the half of it. He's like, I've got emails. I've got Facebook messages. I've got more pictures. I've got X-rated pictures. You know, if I don't get an apology really soon, we're going to see some shit. And so he gets out of the way. Wiener comes on. The congressman comes on, apologizes, you know, and jumps off stage and thinks he's done with it. And then today, oh, my God, this guy Breitbart, he goes on. He's making the rounds of all the talk shows. And now he did one day of like, legitimate media, so to speak. He did, like ABC, CBS, all the morning talk shows, all the big, you know, cable shows and all that stuff, all the good talk shows. And then so now today, the second day of the media frenzy, he's getting down to, like, the more smarmy characters. Like, he went on this show, Opie and Anthony, which is like a sort of a morning zoo crew, you know, gone crazy, Sirius Radio. Yeah. And so he goes on there, and he's boasting about this. He's like, I got this one X-rated pic of Wiener's Wiener where you see everything. And they're like, come on, dude, you got to show us, man. Come on, you got to show us. And he's like, no, I'm gonna sit on this one, guys. And they're like, yeah, come on, dude. And he's just like, all right, I'll just show it to you. I got it on my BlackBerry. I'll just pass it around. You guys can take a look at it, but I'm not going to send it to you. So he sends it around, and sure enough, one of these guys grabs it and takes out his camera and takes a snapshot of it, throws it up on Twitter. Bam. Everybody sees the tweet.
Oh, wow.
Boom. That was this morning. And this afternoon, it turns out some, like, TMZ-style website publishes a full 6 months worth of Facebook chatting between Wiener and some bimbo in Vegas who's like a car dealer in Vegas, and they're having cyber on everything. So I got that. So I got a link to that, a PDF of that on my chat right now, and I'm trying to lure in some lady callers, and we're gonna do some cold reads on the air and just sort of reenact these sexting messages that were sent back and forth between.
Yeah, I was going to say, I can see the photo that he's put on Twitter. It's not that bad. It's tiny.
It is kind of tiny. And you know what's funny? is initially, he thought he was like a stud bull at first, because the first picture that came out was just of wasn't of the exposed cock.
I'm looking at it now.
Yeah, it was sort of just a. It was just he's wearing those boxer briefs, those gray boxer briefs, and it's sort of like a forced perspective type of thing where he made it look like maybe it was bigger bulge than it really was.
Yeah, and I see what you mean.
So suddenly he went from the wiener to the weenie.
Oh, chat has a about the penis. Oh, this is exactly the same site I was just looking at. Oh, God.
Yeah, so that's what everybody's clamoring about these days. And, of course, this doesn't bode well for Obama. It doesn't bode well for the Clintons. Because
it doesn't show well on you Americans at all.
Oh, of course not. And
none of
you
politicians need to do this.
And it gets even weirder, though. My one of my earlier callers, who's an insider in D.C., she gave me some information about Wiener's wife, because he just recently got married. And his wife, apparently, is a very close advisor to Hillary Clinton, and by close I mean really, really close.
Oh, a little too close to come.
Really close. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We're talking. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you. Let's not get libelous.
There you go. So that the plot thickens. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of see where this guy's coming from. He's like, all right, I've got this, you know, this woman I'm married to now because I have to. It's a political power move type of thing. So I'm going to try to get my jollies any way I fucking can. I don't care if it's fucking some complete stranger that's just turned 20 years old and lives in Seattle in a dormitory. I don't give a shit. I got to get my jolly somehow, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'll let you go. If you want to do the cold reading, then that's fine. But if you want to, I can let you go and find a female caller.
Yeah, no worries, dude. No worries, dude. We'll hang out. We got plenty of time to go. I can get another. I'll find a female, dude. It's all good. I appreciate your call, though. And,
no worries. I started showing my face since people kept asking me to.
Yeah, no worries. Hey, do you want to give a quick shout-out before you get out of here or anything?
No, I'm good, man. Thanks.
All right, dude.
Oh, actually, there is one thing. There's this charity organization I've been behind in the last couple of days. It's of a 15-year-old with cancer. She's got Hodgkin's lymphoma, and she's been fighting it for 4 years. And she's been she's recently written a bucket list. And she's currently trying to fulfill this bucket list. I'm just trying to find it now. It's called. Her name is Alice. Oh God! What's her name? I cleared out my cookies about 20 minutes ago. Alice Pine. Anyway, is there anywhere I can send you the link for it so you can just have a quick read?
Yeah, go for it, dude.
I was gonna say, can I send you the link?
Send me the link. Put it in the chat room, dude.
All right, thanks. All right, I'll let you go then.
All right,
thank
bro. Thanks for coming through, man. Appreciate the call. Hey,
nice
I'm Vince
day.
In the. I'm Vince in the Bay, and wow, it's we're already into hour number two here, and boy, oh boy, I am hanging on here, hoping to take a call from a lovely lady listener. Once again, ladies, if you're out there listening and you want to participate in a dramatic reading of some of these Wiener Facebook sexting messages, give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. I'm going to take a little break, and we're going to pause here for a word for some messages here from Sega Genesis.
Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV. A colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Bugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Economy. Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. That's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion, and that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products, like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny, you know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost $1 that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get 5 of these. We have to get 5 because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. We have the DVDs of Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basement. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man. I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up. Hey, well, my niggas will be thinking we soft. We gon' play. We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey, well, my niggas will be acting too bold. Wake up. Hey, hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
You're taking a smoke break with Vince in the Bay.
Smoke weed every day.
Call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
I don't get down like that.
Hey, everybody, I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm back. Thanks for hanging in tight here. So it looks like I've got somebody lined up to play Lisa. I'm really stoked. Thanks to everybody for hanging in. We're well into the second hour of Disorderly Conduct. This is Wiener's Day edition. So what I thought I would do is we would celebrate Wiener Gate, and unless something really wild comes out tomorrow, this will probably be the last time I do anything Wiener related. Explicitly Wiener related. So I have a caller with me from area code 704. So 704, you're on the air live. Thanks for participating tonight.
It is actually you. I'm trying to find the wonderful Anthony Wiener, who I fell in love with, for yelling at those damn repubs the other day. And you are funny as hell on The Daily Show. Your friend requests are full. You must friend me. You are awesome.
Jesus Christ, what day is it? Oh, wait. Is this really Lisa?
It is you. I'm honored to be your FB friend. You are the coolest dim on the planet. They need to all be as tough as you, and you are damn funny. Keep fighting for the same people in this country.
Thank you, Lisa. Glad you have my back. You keep an eye on that wackadoodle angle for us, you know?
How insane is she? Who needs Social Security, Medicare, or education? If this wacko wins my state, I swear I'll have to move. She may be dumber than plain. That is tough to find.
So give me the insider dope. Are people buying what she's selling? do you and I have to kick a little GOP ass?
Idiots I work with love this stupid bitch. I ask them all if they will be turning down their Social Security and Medicare. Let's kick some GOP ass. I hate them.
Okay, honey. Let's. How about you and me? We suit up like superheroes and defeat them. What will we call ourselves?
Oh, you're too funny. We could be Jew-O-P. What will we wear?
All right, we move on to September 17th, 2010.
I like this cute new picture of you. When are you coming to Vegas to help me beat up the right-wing crazies?
This is my pull finger shot. Glad you like. I'm ready for a Vegas trip. Truth-telling during the day. Wait, truth-telling during the day. Got a night plan for us?
Oh, that was a very loaded question. I've got all kinds of night plans for us. When are you coming?
Dunno. Make me an offer I can't refuse.
To get us in the mood, first we watch back-to-back episodes of The Daily Show and Colbert Report. Then, to really spice things up, we go deface all of my neighbor Sharon Engel yard signs. Then, we are really hot. We go to the bookstore and cover all the Glenn Beck books with copies of The Audacity of Hope. I do this about once a week. You can tell I'm a very exciting girl. Or if this is not your thing, we can just get drunk and have mad, passionate sex.
Why choose? With me behind you, can't we both watch The Daily Show?
Oh, you see, are always thinking. You are so right. Ha! The perfect liberal evening.
I hear liberal girls are very accommodating of others.
Of course. It is all about taking care of the little guy.
Little? Ouch. You'd be surprised how big. All right, moving on to September 19th, 2010.
Oh, God, I love surprises. Also, that thing must be huge, because right after you sent me that message, my computer crashed for about 2 hours. That ought to make you feel quite manly, but you did give me something fun to think about during my very boring night at work. Thanks.
I'm glad you got a little worked up at work. Any after-work relaxation techniques I should know about?
You are a naughty boy. I'll have to wait to share all of those details till I meet you in person.
And on to September 20th, 2011. Computer backup? No sense in you being clever if nobody can read it. Good morning.
Hi, honey. Computer's back up. What's up with you? Busy saving my country from this fucking and tea baggers?
Yep. Cape. Tights. Looking for my sidekick. Moving on to September 21st, 2010.
Oh. I bet you look hot in tights. Can I be your sidekick? Get your ass to Vegas.
Stop staring at my weapon. I'm affecting the Vegas trip. This whole re-election thing is keeping me tied up.
I can't wait to meet you in person, and I'll stare at your weapon if I want to, damn it. I understand the three election stuff may take some time, but I really feel that my needs are way more important. What is kind of funny is that I was looking at my FB page for something, and I had posted that I wanted to bang you like a month ago. I think it was after you called. Lieberman, a prank, not that was hot.
I'm all about your needs, believe me. A month ago, did my moment pass?
Oh, no. That was before I even knew you were so damn funny.
Sign on to Facebook chat. I'm dying of boredom over here. Plus, my thighs really itch. I need a distraction. Moving on to September 22nd, 2010.
I am drunk and thinking about you. What have you done? You've done to me. I'm being bold, leaving you my number. Call me at 702, blah, blah, blah. I am super drunk. Now, Wolf and Zoo wants to call, too. Am I like a Facebook stalker? Am I allowed to drunk dial congressman? I think you are so totally hot, and you're lucky I don't have your number right now.
How did I miss my chance to rock your world by phone? Oh, my God, give me another chance. Stalk me, baby. Very, very hot. Now, September 23rd, 2010.
So glad you were cool with me stalking you. Didn't want you to call Homeland Security on me.
No, we have a special secret agency that deals with hot women. Moving on to September 25th, 2010.
Where did my favorite dirty Facebook go? I'm getting kind of addicted to you.
Hey, sexy. Sorry I've been away from a cute computer for so long. So, what are you wearing? September 26, 2010.
Hey, you. Assuming you're sleeping since it was way early on Sunday morning, getting ready to take my beloved Ambien and crash out since you are not available to talk dirty to me before bed. Oh, well, you know, you're going to have to give me a number that I can drunk dial you at one of these days.
September 28th, 2010. Whoa, super intense dream about you just now. Woke me up.
That is fucking awesome. Don't know, are you still off? But we really need to discuss this further. That's the sweetest thing anyone has said to me in a while. Damn, you either went back to sleep or to work saving the world. You see why I need your number when you leave me such good messages?
Nope, not sweet. Crazy dirty.
I know. I want all the dirty details.
Baby, you have to post some fresh pictures. September 29th, 2010.
I know. I'm so not smart enough to download pics. These are just whatever ones people emailed me. When I see you, we can talk all kids of pictures. What the fuck? Up and call me. Don't you love how I yell at you? I am getting drunk again. And my plans fell through. Want to talk to you?
I was on TV this morning. You checked me out.
Why didn't you tell me? I so missed you. What channel? Call me, damn it.
Awake?
You left me naked and unsatisfied in front of my computer. You are such a tease. I have to get a webcam.
October 3rd, 2010.
Where you been, Wiener? Like this new pic? You look pissed. Just not at me, I hope. I am once again drunk and thinking of you instead of sleeping.
October 10th.
Okay, what the hell happened to you? I was enjoying our FB love affair. Where'd you go? Are you FB cheating on me?
November 19th.
Where you been? Playing a good fight for my country? Send me a message. I miss you.
December 23rd.
You are amazing on Parker Spitzer today. You are becoming like, I tell you, how a movie star these days. All over TV. Congrats on 9/11 healthcare bill. May I tell you how amazing and brilliant you are, except that you suck, because you never call me.
January 19th, 2011.
Hi, stranger. Watching you be awesome on Keith right now. You are the best. Where have you been? Miss our chats.
November 20th, 2011. Baby, where have you been? How are you?
I've been here just waiting for you to come and visit me in Vegas when you were done saving the country from the evil Republicans.
February 2nd.
Where are you, you hot congressman? Let's have some FB sex.
Hey, sexy baby. I miss you.
Hi. Miss you, too. What have you been up to? So wanted to drunk dial you last night. Wish I had your number.
February 18th.
Nothing is hotter than watching you be brilliant and take down Jeffrey Tobin on Anderson Cooper.
February 23rd.
You left me high and dry, actually wet. Today, I want the real Anthony sex, not just FB sex.
March 3rd.
You on here?
Hey, sexy.
What's up, baby?
Hold on. Let me look. Whoa. Looks like I am. Want to ride it?
Hard for me.
You like me big and fat?
Oh, you're such a... your cock. Only your cock.
Your pussy's still tight and wet for me, baby?
Yeah, getting drunk and about to bang my fucking friend till you get here. He will take some dirty pictures of me for you.
Think of my rock-hard cock. Practice saying, God, Anthony, I'm coming again.
I will do that for you. Waiting it out till you get here and fuck the shit out of me. Where did you go, Anthony?
Shower. Still hard, thinking of you while on me while I kiss your tits, hold you down and take you deep.
I'm about to bang my friend because you're not here. We'll call him Anthony.
I hope he has a big cock.
Huge. You are going to have ope up him. Get here.
You will gag on me before you come with me in you.
His fingers right now while I type this knows I love you.
Off to class. Pics.
Soon, get her. God damn it, I must have your cock.
March 12th.
What a great surprise to turn on Colbert the other day and see your hot face. And how cute and funny you were. Are you wearing your Colbert wrist strong bracelet? Mine never comes off. And thanks for yelling at the right wing cunt Gretchen. Nice job.
March 16th.
You on here?
Hello, Lisa.
Hi, baby. Sent you a message the other day, but I think it went on instant chat for some odd reason.
I missed it. Sorry, sweetie.
No prob. I was so psyched to see you on Colbert. You are so funny.
You watch it naked?
Of course. You need to let me know when you're you're going to be on TV. I keep missing you.
You don't get my Twitter feed? Feelings hurt.
Well, I do, and I'm still waiting for your Bamavita pictures. But don't get on Twitter every day, so I don't always get to catch your hot face on your shows.
I ran the bar mitzvah pics, by the way.
Oh, I can't wait to see it. I will go there before bed. You're so awesome when you yell at those Fox News fuckers. That clip was awesome.
I'm glad you like.
Are you passionate in the sack as you are about politics? I'm getting bored of my fucking friend.
Baby, you'd be crawling for the door to prevent me from fucking you silly.
Nice. Just what I'm looking for. I want to bang the future mayor of NYC.
Making me hard.
I love that. You are always hard when I talk to you.
I'm horny a lot. Sorry.
Me too. You have the effect on me.
He make you come?
Sometimes. But he's not as hot as you. He tells me I'm too wild for him. He can't handle me. I bet you can handle anything.
I want to feel you come with my fat cock in you.
Oh, I want that so bad. I'm so attracted to you. I'd probably come in like 5 minutes.
When am I going to get some Lisa pics to jerk off to?
He wanted to take some the other day, and I was going to send them to you. But it was too dark and they didn't show up. I was actually drunk enough to let someone take naked pictures of me.
Go into the bathroom mirror now. I'm like a rock.
You know, I got no camera. I would touch your giant cock for me.
It needs
I would.
My bad.
No, my bad. Good.
It needs your pussy juice.
I have lots of it for you.
Off to the shower. This thing's bobbing up and down.
Oh, I wish I was in the shower with you to help.
You give good head?
I've been told really good. I love doing it.
Wow. A Jewish girl who sucks cock. This thing is ready to do damage.
And swallows every drop. God damn. How do I get you here to fuck me?
Thinking about gagging your hot mouth with my cock.
The anticipation of fucking you is driving me crazy. Come to Vegas so I can suck your cock for an hour. You must be in the shower. I'm getting very nice visual before bed. I'll probably have some filthy dreams about you again.
Clean, but still hard.
That was fast. You didn't take care of that hard on for me. I want to hear you come so bad.
I'm pretty chatty slash noisy in bed.
Me too. That was such a turn on to me.
I'll be telling you what dirty things I'm thinking.
I love that. I talk like filthy whore in bed, even though I'm such a nice, wholesome Jewish girl. I love when a guy jerks off on the phone for me. That is so hot. I at least need to hear your voice when you come.
You will surely make noise when I take you deep. I will tell you how tight your pussy feels.
Yes, I will, and it is very tight. I hope I can handle that big cock of yours. I will be sore for days.
Ridiculous bulge in my shorts now. Want to see?
Yeah, can you send me a picture? I want to sit on your cock so bad right now.
Jeez, I'm rushing. Let me take a pic. Let me take a quick pic.
Awesome. How do I get it? Right on here? How are you going to work with a raging hard-on?
It won't go away, and now I'm taking pics of it, making me harder still. Anywho, all right, we're going to take a brief little intermission here, kids. I know some of you are going to get blue balls from this. Wow, we did a pretty good job of clearing half of the chat room there. I shouts out to all the callers or the listeners who stuck around this far. We're almost done. I fapped two or three times during that. And this is just, you know, folks, this is what your taxpayer dollars are going to fund this guy, to give this guy a paycheck, this sleazoid. Like, if this is, like, first of all, if this is the kind of character you want representing you, then fucking vote for Vince in the Bay for Congress, all right? Because I can do this shit better than this asshole. Are you kidding me? This guy doesn't know how to talk dirty to a woman. If anybody knows how to talk dirty to a woman on the internet, it's Vince the Bay, goddammit. And I appreciate you folks for putting up with this. Kishu has passed out. This program bored the balls off of her. She's now passed out. She's snoring now. Somebody asked if Kishu snores. The answer is yes. She's doing it right now on the show. So anyway, we got about 20 minutes to go. We're going to finish up the... If you're just joining us and trying to figure out what the fuck is going on, we're doing a dramatic reading of this Anthony Weiner's little online sextapade with this chick Lisa Weiss, and so we're gonna finish that up in just a second. I know some of you people are just chomping at the bit. You guys want something else? Oh yeah, you want to hear a snore? Good idea. Put the mic up to her. Okay. Everybody's got to be quiet. This is where we actually do some dead air. This is what I'm doing. I'm gonna take a quick little break. We're gonna have some lulls here in a second. All right, we're gonna take a little break, have some lulls. Good idea. We are gonna see if I can get her snoring on the air. Okay, I'm gonna take a quick little break. I'll play the Lulz boat, because in anticipation of potential lulls, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the Lulz Boat, and that'll give me just enough time to get the mic set up, and hopefully she'll start snoring again. I don't think she's snoring right now. She was a second ago. So here we go. Let's hopefully cross your fingers, potential lulls right after this.
Lulls, exciting and new, come aboard. We're expecting you and Lulz. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulz Boat.
It's so shocking and new.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulz. Welcome aboard. It's Lulz.
Yeah. Lulz, everybody. Okidokily. So Snore Patrol is on hold for right now. Hold, but we got 20 minutes to go. Don't worry, I haven't forgot. We're definitely on Snore Patrol. It's gonna happen before the show's over, trust me. all right, let's finish up the dramatic reading. We're almost done. We're seriously, what day are we at? I think we're at ridiculous bulge in my shorts now. Want to see? Jeez, I'm rushing. Let me take a quick pic. If you don't go away, making me harder still. Jeez, I have to go. I'll hit you later. You better. Okay, so we're going to pick it up with... We're gonna fast forward here, actually. Because I know you people are z. You know what? I think that's it for the juicy stuff. I think that might have been it, actually. I think that's it for the juicy shit. We got the juiciest stuff. It just ends with crap. Yeah, the rest of it's just kind of lame. I think you get the idea. And this is one of our representatives. Does this guy represent you? If you were living in his district, would that guy represent you? I don't think so. Anyway, let's take a look at it. Shouts out to I don't even remember what area code that was. Was that area code 704, 714? I forgot what area code she was from. She was great. She was awesome. Let's give her a hand. She was fantastical. And she's a longtime listener. And she filled in at the last minute because no females were coming forward. I thought every night I have a different female caller. Last night my producer Amy called back in. Of course I have Kishu all the time on. I've got Mouse on here from time to time. Miss Tasha. I mean, so many potential people could have done this, and no one was around. So shouts to 704 for coming through. Yeah, sack for life. All right, what are you guys saying in here? Oh, God, the Steve Ogle crew is now in the building, apparently. You guys are up to no good, as per usual. What are you guys up to? What's the latest? And you know what? I'm not putting Wild Goose on my show anymore, because you guys just, he just comes on here and distracts me, and then one of you assholes hacks into my switchboard and takes over and plays Rush. You play like 2112 or whatever the fuck that song is. So I'm just not down with this whole sack nonsense. I'm really kind of over this whole sack business. But I will sack up and give a shout out to the chat room, the hardcore of the hardcore alcoholic, Annie Anonymous Moose, Annie Anon E Moose. Beachbum 55, Dixon Duvet, Donald Ogle, a bunch of guest listeners, One Angry Jew, Our Banyos, Red Medicine, Chike, Stabby McHugs, and again, several guest listeners. The BTR Flish switchboard, I think it is flash based. I think so. I'm going to wager yes. Well, the extension is an ASPX extension. I don't know if that helps you. Does that mean anything? ASPX? I mean, look at this. Look at me. I'm helping you fucking hack my shit. You guys, if you guys are real sack crew, then you would know. You would already know. I wouldn't have to tell you. So that proves right there that you're not real Steve Ogles. Steve, I mean, you're not real sack. You don't have a sack because you're not sack. You're a nut. You're a nut sack is what you are. That's what I call them. The wannabe Steve Ogle crews. Yeah, they're nut sacks. They're nutters. But whatever. It is what it is. Hey, the lines are wide open. We're not reading Wiener's Facebook bull crap anymore. That's done. I you know, whatever. It's over. We got 12 minutes to go. The lines are open. You guys dictate what happens. Call in. 347-826-7667. We're on snore patrol. I think within the next 10 minutes we will get some snoring. Pausing for some station identification. So, anyway. Yeah, 347-826-7667 is the number. I apologize for periodic fits of dead air. Red Medicine and Alcoholic. Snore Patrol is, we are at DEFCON 3 right now. DEFCON 3 for Snore Patrol. We could be moments away from some epic radio. So if you periodically hear fits of dead air, it could be because we might have some snoring action going on. Yeah, so if you're just joining us, the lines are wide open. Don't be shy. Don't be bashful. I don't really have anything to fill up the rest of the show. That's it. I mean, I could read the rest of this garbage that Anthony Weiner sent via Facebook to this bitch in Las Vegas, but you get the idea. All right, let's take questions. You don't have to call in. Just ask me questions in the chat room. Red Medicine, Alcoholic, you guys always have shit on your mind. What's up? Ogs tape? All right, whatever. Okay, let's take calls. I got a caller here. 775 area code. You're on the air. What's up?
What's up, Vince? How's it going?
Hey.
This is your homie. What?
It's your homie. It's my homie who?
Stabby Hugs.
Oh, Stabby. Hey, what's up, dude? Good to hear you, man.
Nothing. I just thought I'd call and help save the last 10 minutes of the show. Just hang out with you.
Yeah, cool. I appreciate it. Yeah, good to hear you, man. So what do you think of this whole wiener nonsense? Are you sick of it? Are you tired of it? Did you even care to begin with? What's your take?
The only real problem I had with it was, well, I think like you said, is that he had pulled a bunch of people into the whole thing. You know, if he would just said, you know, yeah, I may have done this, and I know he didn't want to have the whole inquiry into it, and you know, them all pulling down his pants and taking pictures and stuff like that. It's what he did just. Came out in the begin with and just like I said and just said it, but instead he's like, no, I didn't. This may or may not been. And other people came into it and they're like, oh well, we're supporting him. And then it comes out that he lied about it. So that's not good. The fact that he did it on public time or whatever that he did it at all, I don't really bother me too much. The fact that he just pulled a bunch of people in unnecessarily.
I hear you. It's stupid. He could have squashed this whole thing if he just came out with and admitted to being a pervert at the beginning, but he let it drag out. He brought this upon himself.
The Republicans would have tore him up, and they would have had it all.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? What if it was reversed? Think about that. What if it was a Republican?
But they're always there.
He would have resigned on the spot. He would have that just happened recently. This guy...
Gate scandals about bathrooms and man boy hiring and stuff like that. It's not like he's sending. These are kind of. I mean, they're dirty and they're pretty gross, but at least they're right in that way, you know, in the most Americans' way of, you know, seeing things. You know, it's not too bad.
Right on. Hey, man. I appreciate the call, dude. It sounds like, I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it sounds like you're Patriot Gregging a little bit there. Like, it sounds like your connection's a little messed up. Why don't you try dropping off and calling back in? And the lines are open. We got about 5 minutes to go. 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm checking out the chat room here. And Annie Anonymous is curious about Bill Wagoner and Debbie. And it's a long... ongoing saga between those two. Annie, if you just hang out a little bit, you'll find out. And and to all those assholes in the chat room that keep spamming the sack for life crap, could you please stop that? You know, I've been very, very, very what's the word? Accommodating. Very accommodating. I don't know if that's the right word, but I'm going to go with that for now. But I've been trying to ignore this sack for life garbage. And you guys keep going. The last couple nights I've been trying to mute people. I've been ignoring it for a long time. Just ignoring, not ignoring you like as in the feature, but just physically not looking at the screen, not paying attention to the sack for life garbage. Annie, if you don't know what's going on between Annie puts this in the chat room and asking me in private message, dude, if you don't know what's up between Bill Wagoner and Debbie Daly, then you're new on the scene. You're obviously a new fag to the whole BTR late night shit. There should be a wiki. Someone should do a late night BTR wiki. So we don't have to, I don't have, or a FAQ page, FAQ, frequently asked question, late night BTR page. Someone in the SAC, should get on top of that. You guys know what's up with that. Anyway. So no, I'm not doing any Beach Bump. Don't worry, I'm not playing any Steve Ogles shit. I don't even care if they hack into my show. Then fuck it, I don't care. It don't matter. It don't matter to me. Seriously. Anyway, I'm going to wrap the show up here in a minute, but I also want to say that it doesn't. I don't think we're going to get a snorer on air. It's not looking good. But maybe another time, or maybe I'll record it and play it later. But you know how it is. So you know, all you Sack for Life motherfuckers, you guys can fuck off. All right, fuck you guys. What's going on here? Get out of here with that shit. Seriously, you assholes. What the fuck is going on? What the fuck is going on? Seriously, no. That's from the no. Seriously, not even like funny. No. Seriously, no.
Steve's all back. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you? So what is this, hard shit? Is this real? Is this fake? Is this fucking hardcore? Or your best fucking honest truth is talk to Debbie Daly. Let her know what your show's about, and maybe you get some fucking truth. We did not, and then I did the show with like four other people, so I wanted to kind of clock those guys out. And starting new is fresh.
Oh my god, who ever thought it?
Alright, so it's just not the ogle guy who's drinking, blah blah blah.
The
next fucking week, he's gone. He's gone out of the picture. Now there's new people. There are new fucking people to take over that. You've got some real shit going on. How extreme is this shit? Can't wait for Bill Wagner. You know that, right? Never did I go into business with Bill Wagner. Can you do me a favor, please? Do me a favor. I need to have the right information. People leave that they're going to get married or not. The wagon. This is a real deal. You know I'm fucking real, and I'm trying to keep it straight, but I'll tell you one thing right now, don't disrespect her. And I'll tell you one thing right now, which you have not, but I will give $1,000 cash to the person who will be at this situation. I'll give them $1,000 each. Steve's all back. Blah, blah, blah. What's going on with you? This is a real deal. Blah, blah, blah.
Thanks for coming. Thanks for coming out, everybody. See you tomorrow night. Twitter.com/Vince in the Bay.